Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
Time to talk everyday food now with chef and mindful eating coach Aisling Larkin, who's here. And you have some beautiful Irish yogurt with you today.
Yeah, isn't it such a staple in all of our fridges?
And live on it, love it.
Absolutely. And it's grown so much. Like, we've seen there's about 14% growth in the Irish dairy market, like in general, in dairy market all over the world and in Ireland. And then in yogurt, we're seeing 5% growth in the last, just in the last 12 months. And that's only set to grow more and more domestically and internationally, mm-hmm. because we have such a quality product. It's fabulous.
We have lovely yogurt, and it's just so handy to have in your house. Like, that is my answer to the I'm starving before dinner question, because I think a yogurt isn't going to do too much harm. It is filling, but if it's an hour before dinner, you can probably get away with it. And I don't feel like they're having junk.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I like, that's why, I mean, I suppose when you look at where the growth is coming from, it's that it's one of those classic nutrient dense foods that we are really happy to have ourselves, to give our kids, to feed whoever. But what we're seeing then is because there's such a trend in wellness, and, you know, we have social media and the Western world, even heading over to the Eastern world, like, we're seeing so much more of that transpiring, where yogurt wasn't eaten traditionally for breakfast. And now, I mean, how many people have yogurt for breakfast? Mm. Like, it's so common as the snack, it works, and it's the protein and it's the calcium. So it's satiety, it's filling.
Yeah, it's doing the job. Are you again flavoured yogurts? Does it all have to be natural?
My absolute favourite is live natural yogurt, and I will flavour it myself.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. My kids love the Glenillan pouches, so they will have those all the time. So when you talk about flavoured, strawberry, peach, banana, whatever. So no, am I? No, I'm not. I mean, they're
okay,
in the
you
house.
Let us away with
oh,
that.
Oh God, absolutely. And they go in the lunchbox every day. You know what I mean? So they're just, they're normal food. For me, I love to stir a little bit of chia jam into the yogurt. With the one we've done here, I've stirred a little bit of hazelnut in. So it's almost like I'm kind of controlling what's going into my yogurt. But I'll always start with the base of live natural yogurt.
So tell me about this one you mentioned with the hazelnuts. I have it in my hand here now. This looks very luxurious. What is it?
It's beautiful. And I think the two dishes that I brought today, they're really small plates. They're almost intentional kind of eating. So this isn't, I'm horsing something into me now 5 to 8 before I run out the door, right? This is, I've had a little bit more time. What we've done, I'll come back to what we've done with the yogurt, but we've converted it into a labneh. So we've strained it, but it's classic yogurt base.
And what? I'll convert into what?
Labneh.
Yeah.
So labneh is very Middle Eastern. It's a strained yogurt. So, you know, we'll say you start with your live natural yogurt,
mm-hmm.
and then a Greek yogurt is thicker. A skier yogurt is thicker.
Yes.
So they're more spoonable, more thicker. That's because they've just been strained. So some of the whey or the water content has been strained out. So you're getting a higher protein content because they're thicker.
So this yogurt that you've used here, is that Greek yogurt? Oh, you have it there.
Live
so you
natural yogurt.
You haven't needed to strain this. You're not doing that yourself,
so
are you?
I strained it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
so you strained it.
I can't be doing with this now. You're going to have to strain it for me.
But so I will. I will come every week and strain your yogurt for you, Claire. I promise. But so the Greek yogurt is strained, right? The skier is strained. Labneh is strained again. So so what you do is you basically sit some kitchen paper in a sieve over an empty bowl,
mm-hmm.
and then you let the water just drip, 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 drip out. You can leave it for an hour if you leave it. I just left it overnight, and you get this little like pot of water, which is actually water and whey, which is more protein, by the way, so don't ever throw that away. You can use that in your baking, throw it into a pancakes mix, into a scone mix, into a bread mix. But what you get is this really, it's almost like a cream cheese texture. It's spreadable
so
and thick.
Delicious.
It's beautiful. And then we swirled the hazelnut over it. Then I bought a beautiful Irish-made cacao and date granola. So lovely kind of chocolatey vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And then pears. We have lovely pears in season at the moment. Really nice.
Are these fresh pears?
Yes,
fresh pears. What have you done to them?
Put them into a little pot of water. So about 500 ml of water. There was 2 pears in there. Fresh ginger. And then a tiny little bit of, I had ginger syrup at home from kind of candied ginger. And it's just ginger and pear works lovely. Ginger, pear, chocolate. It's a treat. It's kind of that intentional moment of something delicious. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go savoury, and this one's a more lunchtime one, so we can keep this one for lunchtime, pickled cucumber.
No chance.
It's almost lunchtime, isn't it? It's almost, we're transitioning into lunchtime. So we've got the labneh on the bottom, which is the strained yogurt, a little bit of capers, dill, and pickled cucumber and hot smoked salmon that was bought in the supermarket.
So you've used the same straining process, yep, have you, for that?
So I would make, like, if you were going to the bother, get yourself a 500 pot of mm-hmm. yogurt and strain that out. And that will reduce down to about 200 grams. So you've got much less, but you've got something that's richer, creamier, higher in protein, also a little bit higher in calories, but higher in protein.
Can you buy it strained? Like doubly strained.
You can if you go looking for it. But if I would say, if you're not bothered with straining yourself, go for something like the Skier yogurt, mm-hmm. because that's thicker.
Is that a brand or is that a product?
It's a type.
It's a type
and the name has translated. So Skier comes from Iceland. So it's Icelandic. It's made with low fat milk or skimmed milk, cow's milk. And then it's strained through. So you get this thicker yogurt that's higher in protein and lower in calories. So that's why we're loving it as a consumer
so,
at the moment.
Okay, so if we didn't want to do the straining, we could go for that and everything would be okay. Yeah,
or get your Greek.
Right.
And it'll be perfect. It'll be lovely.
Okay.
And either of those will work with this. And I suppose when we talk about yogurt as that everyday staple, it's about having the tub of yogurt in the fridge and finding ways to use it up. You know,
I'm guilty now of having the tub.
One.
Doing something with half of it and then leaving it there and just having the flavoured ones because they're so handy and I'm always in a rush and,
I know. Well, what I would say, if you're in that case and you've got half a pot of yoghurt left, baking is brilliant. It's delicious.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's just...
Sorry for eating on the radio. I know this is really distressing. And I'm looking at Alex, who's producing, and Cormac, who's on sound. And we're all starving because we've been in here for hours and I'm here stuffing my face. Sorry to everybody.
It's lovely though. But isn't it a lovely small plate?
It's
and it's
delicious.
Something that's simple to put, like, buy your pickled cucumber from the supermarket, buy your hot smoked salmon from the supermarket, mm-hmm. buy your capers, buy your dill. That's just all bought.
Sorry, what's the little green sauce again?
So the little green sauce is a tahini, it's a green tahini dressing. So it's
so delicious.
Isn't it? So there's dill, there's mint, parsley, coriander, mm-hmm. sorry. Tahini, olive oil, lemon juice.
I gave my children coriander last night as an aside in a cucumber and, oh my God, there was nearly an international incident. Yeah.
They hate it.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
All three of them would not touch it.
Maybe they have the genetic thing.
I don't know.
Do you like coriander?
No, I love it.
So do I.
But one of them in particular, it was hilarious. Like he said, I actually feel like I'm getting a headache and I feel sick.
Oh, the drama.
So maybe it's just no coriander in our house. So I won't try that again.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me about what I should do with the half pot of yogurt and I interrupted you because the salmon was so nice.
So I would say marinate chicken. If you're doing chicken goujons, if you're doing a chicken curry, if you're doing anything like, so the lactic acid in the live natural yogurt naturally tenderizes. So we always use an acid to tenderize
the marinade. That's a great idea to use it up.
But what it does for your classic chicken goujons, it keeps them so moist and juicy because the air fryer tends to dry things out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than doing egg and breadcrumbs, do yogurt, marinate it in the yogurt and then roll it in your cornflakes, your Doritos, your breadcrumbs, whatever you want, put your little crumb on it and into the air fryer. It's a lovely one. For keeping the calories down, it's something I started about 2 years ago. I won't make a dressing at home without cutting my mayonnaise in half. So I'll use 50% mayonnaise, 50% live natural yogurt. And you still get the richness, the creaminess. I love mayonnaise. I don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
But I'm also conscious that it is very calorific.
But you're not going to notice that difference as well if you're substituting half and half,
that's
right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Half and half
Tricking
works.
Yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're getting in a tiny bit of your live cultures, of your probiotics. You're getting in the less calories. You're still getting the creaminess. So it's such a simple little hack for any dressing, for a sandwich, for anything like that. It's lovely. The other one is baking, like doing your flatbreads. One mug of flour, one mug of live natural yogurt. Roll them up. My Isabella, she's 12. She's been making them for about 3 years. And if she's like, Mom, there's no bread in the house or I'm hungry, we can make the flatbreads. That's all it is.
Oh, Tablespoon of oil. You have them well trained.
Well, I'm trying. But it does work. So I would say the snack is brilliant. You know, the breakfast is great. Lunch is great. But it's thinking of those other little ways, like the dressings, the dips. Beautiful one. Red pesto, natural yogurt, drop of balsamic vinegar. Dip your veggies in that, dip your lettuce leaves in that, toss a salad in that for the summer. It is so light, but so much flavour and it's gorgeous.
Great. When you come across one of those dressings in a season, that you like, you'll just keep going back to it.
Oh, that's what I do.
Back to it and back to it.
The Green Goddess, and now this one since last year is my, well, actually it was Christmas time, but it's the Italian tomato one and I love it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's a great way of getting the health benefits of yogurt as well. And to find a food that everybody likes and will eat that is good for you.
Yes.
Ticking all of the boxes.
Absolutely.
The one thing about yogurt, I know that a lot of it is sold in Ireland, as you told us at the beginning. There's a lot of yogurt that isn't made in Ireland, sold in Ireland. What is going on?
Consumer studies, I think it was 2023, 2024, said that about 70% of the yogurt on Irish supermarket shelves is not Irish. It's coming from Germany, France, UK. And I suppose you do have the massive big players that are producing big ranges. They're taking over. They're getting supermarket shelf space.
Oh, come on. So we've all got to be mindful of what we're buying. You know?
We have unbelievable Irish yogurt producers. So just try and support them every time you go to the supermarket.
Aisling, thank you so much. And thank you for bringing in those delicious things, which I enjoyed immensely. Aisling Larkin, chef and mindful eating coach. Thank you very much for listening this morning. The team, Cormac McDonough on sound. The producers are Alex Russo, Helena O'Toole and Dee King. Research by David O'Connor. And our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane. Our editor is Denise McNamara.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.